And while we're on the subject of tawdry trysts, lovers' spats, and family feuds, let's go to the town of San Fernando here in Southern California. The city of 25,000 has big fiscal problems, but the romantic entanglements of its leaders are grabbing the attention and the headlines. NPR's Carrie Kahn has our story.
The first chapter in the city's salacious downward spiral began last fall when the police chief was accused of having an affair with a 19-year-old cadet. Chapter 2 came last November in the final minutes of the city council meeting. That's when then-Mayor Mario Hernandez announced he had lost his business, declared bankruptcy, and...
I'd like to put out there before and squash the rumors that, yes, I have been in a relationship with Councilmember De La Torre.
Not only was longtime councilwoman Maribel De La Torre sitting on the dais with the mayor, his estranged wife was in the audience. When she stood up to object, Hernandez asked police to remove her. Then, another councilwoman, Brenda Esqueda, was accused of having an affair with a police sergeant and intervening on his behalf in a personnel matter.
I never did anything illegal or unethical.
Esqueda, who is now mayor, says she stepped in only to keep the city from firing a whistleblower. She says the officer exposed malfeasance in the force. Whether he is her lover or not, she won't say.
If I say, you know, it's my personal life, you know, I will not deny or you know, either way, you know, it's my personal life, and I feel like I'm being attacked.
A recall drive was launched against the mayor, the former mayor, and his councilwoman girlfriend. By the way, the former mayor, Hernandez, resigned just days after calling police to his house and accusing his paramour of strangling him and ransacking his bedroom. Both took out restraining orders. Councilwoman De La Torre is scheduled for arraignment on battery charges next week. Summertime is always hot in L.A. San Fernando Valley, but this is too much, says Sylvia Bayin, one of only two council members not facing recall.
We have some serious, serious issues that we have to focus on. I'm worried. I don't want the city of San Fernando to end up in bankruptcy.
The city is facing a budget deficit of as much as $1 million. It may have to lay off employees. Businesses are shutting down. JCPenney just closed its doors after 92 years in town. The two bowling alleys and movie theater are long gone. And that doesn't leave much for entertainment. Unless, of course, you count city council meetings. Last week's was a doozy.
Everyone here has dirty skeletons in their closet.
Like most speakers, resident Margie Carranza was there to reprimand. Then she went on to point out adulterers in the audience. Ralph Perez called on the entire town to repent.
It's time that we stop thinking with our heads and start working the city and loving one another with our hearts. Thank you.
Perez is the current mayor's father. As she wiped away tears, her alleged boyfriend, the police sergeant, videotaped the entire meeting. Unfortunately, the real issue of the night, what to do about the city's fiscal problems, will have to wait for the melodrama to subside. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
This is NPR News.